Welcome back to Soul Sisters Sleep Meditations. Habarigani Soul Sisters, this is day two of Kwanzaa 7-day chakra meditations. Day two has to be completely my favorite day. Kujichagulia means self-determination. To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And the sacral chakra is located below the navel, and it's associated with the kidneys and the sex organs. And this chakra is about creativity, sexual energy, and honoring and taking care of our emotional self, which I think is an important aspect in self-determination. I think we need to get into a more consistent practice defining ourselves for ourselves. Essentially, practice telling our stories. Definitely, every culture has their own stories, and we allow them to just be. So why shouldn't we share our own stories from our point of view, which is often more uplifting and honorable and real and transparent? Why don't we share our truths? The world tries to distort and straight out lie about our stories. Black and brown stories all over the world. And through the messages that are being portrayed on the TV screens and on the smartphones, a lot of them are lies and marketing ploys, and we need to be more critical about the messages that we are essentially downloading. And I'm here to tell you that, yeah, we have to be more critical about those stories and ask ourselves, what aspect of culture are they really trying to push here? Audre Lorde said it best. If I didn't define myself, I would be scrunched into other people's fantasies for me and eaten alive. If we do not define ourselves, we will be defined by others for their use and to our detriment. And that is definitely a win-lose situation for us. And we don't want that in life. I think also when it comes to self-determination, we should be practicing more Afrocentricity is centering ourselves with our Africanness, with our African diaspora that connects us all. It is a quality of thought and practice which is rooted in the cultural image and human interests of African people all over the world. Can you just imagine if we were to all have like this central mission of us coming together? That's billions of people on the planet. Billions. That's what they don't want. And so we gotta hope that through our meditation practice with these Kwanzaa meditations, we can really awaken this hesitation that we hold when it comes to sharing our stories and who we really, really are. Although our hesitation protects us, it's not helping us anymore. And we've come to a time and era where we can spread more of our knowledge in a safer manner. We don't have to be so afraid anymore. And we can share the narratives however we deem is necessary. And so with this meditation, let us stay critical to the stories that surround us and that are being programmed into us on a daily basis. And I would love to invite us now to connect to our sacral chakra center, located near our bellies and our sides. And let's start with a really big inhale. And as you inhale, feel the tightness around your stomach expand out, taking up as much space as it needs. With that inhale, imagine that energy being stretched out into the surface of the walls in the room that you are in. Imagine it just taking up space, and imagine those walls just caressing you. In the same way, we are going to explore what self-determination means to us by creating space and seeing it for all the options and choices that we actually can consciously choose for ourselves. And we can be empowered to do so. We can be empowered to question the misunderstandings that the oppressors have brainwashed into our minds, and the things that our mind has concluded over the generations to be true and who we are as a people. We can take time to be curious, to explore and question and develop new ideas that benefit us and benefit our growth. Because, yeah, it has been designed. The oppressors want us to question ourselves and not them. They want us to question the validity of our stories. They want us to question, yeah, the truth of our stories and not question the truth of their stories that they are telling us. And so I just want to take this time and expand in this space and allow us to open up and trust our own stories more. Again, connecting with our sacral chakra centers. Take a deep breath in, all the way down into your belly, and expand. And exhale. And let's repeat the Kuji Chagaliya affirmations that will empower us to have courage to explore and trust in our stories more. I stay connected to my body. Yeah, let's go ahead and inhale that right now. I stay connected to my body. And exhale, I listen to my inner voice. Inhale, I seek our historical truths. And exhale, I honor our true history. Inhale, I stay curious and critical. And exhale, I explore our her story, the history from a woman's perspective. I speak who I am with my words. I am everything I say I am. Nothing less and nothing more. Deep inhale with this one. I define what beauty looks like in a Eurocentric world. I redefine what beauty looks like. And exhale, I redefine my worth in a Eurocentric world. Again, inhale, I redefine what love and support looks like in this Eurocentric world. And exhale, I redefine what happiness looks like in a Eurocentric world. Again, inhale, I redefine what success looks like to me in a Eurocentric capitalistic world. I redefine what respect from humans, animals, and living things looks like. I redefine and shift my worldview out of the Eurocentric and into the Afrocentric. I redefine my identity as a free person. Only I can say who or what I am. Only I can think who or what I am. I am confident in my soul, and I'm confident in my soul's intentions. I know in my heart who I really am. And no one can tell me otherwise. Let's take a deep inhale in. All the way down to your belly. Feel it expand out. I am abundant in love. I am abundant in support. And I am a reflection of the strength, beauty, and innovation of my ancestors. And I reconnect with the Afrocentric standards of beauty, love, respect, relationships, community, and honor. By honoring and redefining my true self, no one can take that away from me. As long as I do not allow them to. And as we take a deep breath in, expand one more time, and exhale as we ground back down, I leave you with these questions to explore as you feel. Who was telling me the stories about life that I'm familiar with? Who was telling me the stories about my people? Where can I find stories written by my people and designed for my people and for the greater good? For us? What innovations are my ancestors actually at the forefront of? And I can feel empowered by. And how can I re-examine and redefine my truths from that of the Eurocentric back into the Afrocentric and reconnecting with my true Africanness? I encourage you to take the time to reflect, maybe even journal out how you can reconnect to self-determination as we go into the new year, and allowing yourself time to discover what redefining these things may look like for you. And lastly, a deep inhale in and deep sigh out. Ashe.
Thank you.